It said in one article that the oil and coal companies have prophets, but the tribe has prophecies. Can you tell us about your faith and that the prophecies will win out?
Well, we're mother of people, and we still, you know, even in all the problems that we had with the attempt to wipe out our spirituality, we have song, we have dance, we have ceremonies, we have symbology in the poles or other regalia, and we have traditional knowledge. And what that does is legends, myth, folklore, all of that adds together to create a cosmological view of the world. All right, so we're taught that the world is a sacred thing, that God created it. And that's one of the challenges that we try to put out there to the interfaith community. You know, back in 1987, they issued an apology of churches in my name because we're challenging them on their responsibility to us as Native Americans versus the damage they've done to us for 100 years in attacking our belief system. And so they started this apology process. And we're saying to them is that, look, what we're really asking you to do is teach your children that God created the world and act like it's a gift from God. Don't destroy it. It's really not that difficult. You know, Native Americans in their ceremonies will get up in the morning and say, well, something dies for me today. Thank you, Great Spirit. And I will not take more than I need. And so over the centuries, and a half here in the Pacific Northwest, that philosophy, that cosmological view of relationships with creation, they tried to stomp that out, you know, and they want us to believe that we'll go to heaven or hell. But what if you get to heaven or hell and God said, look, I gave you a beautiful place and you destroyed it and wants to hold you accountable? You know, that's the way we believe, that you will be accountable for the damages you do, because we don't own the earth. We don't own the earth. We're supposed to protect it for the next seven generations and only take the bare necessities.
If anyone sees pictures of the tar sands, they might think that's hell. You know, when you actually look at what is being done to the land and the water and the river there. You know, Native people are always pulling our asses out of the fire. It's all the time. It's the Native people who do this, who remind us that we are connected. You know, when you pollute the last lake, the last river, and the last patch of land, only then will white people realize you can't eat money. Is a paraphrase of a Native saying. So after so much that's happened to your tribe and your culture, you keep working to make things better. I mean, what makes you continue doing this? I mean, I can see how despair would kick in at a certain point, saying we're up against corporations. Corporations are running the country. They have ultimate power. They have human rights, and yet you still fight for this.
Well, you know, Native Americans in their communities have the worst social economic conditions in the United States, the highest infant mortality, shortest life expectancy, highest poverty, highest teenage suicide rates, lowest employment, highest unemployment, you name the social economic scale, and we're on the bottom rung. And yet, even with all the death in our communities because of, you know, families losing tribal members all the time, and with all the historical trauma that's been imposed upon us, I think the idea of what we call tribalism, and they try to make it sound like it's some uncivilized idea, is really people living together, having a mutual faith in each other, having belief in their sense of culture and what's right. You know, and Native communities are always there to help each other stand back up. You know, they recognize that, look, you've fallen down, you lost somebody, stand back up, because eventually you'll see them again. They have a deep belief that we will see each other again. But you'd think with the economic depression setting into the community that we'd just give up in despair. You know, but we've been through too much. You know, we've seen the worst of it. And it can only get better.
What does it take to wake people up to the consequences of having technological development that exceeds our ethical development?
First of all, technological development. I mean, the universities are putting out millions of PhDs. They're coming out and they're going onto the job market. You know, they're basically like hired guns. You know, now if the corporation wants somebody to say that this is safe technology, that this nuclear power plant will never melt down, this dam will never break, this ship will never sink, this railroad will never experience derailment. You know, I mean, those are fictions. You know, it's all made a man-made technology, and it has its limits. You know, it's too bad that we believe that we can play God and make it better, because we're only setting ourselves up for disaster, and it's evident all around us. Fukushima took place, you know, and nuclear contaminations in the ocean.
It's on the west coast of North
America
already.
Yes, and it's circulating. You know, starfish are dying by the millions, the harbor seals no longer have young, the killer whales, or bodies are so full of toxins that it's surprising they're even alive. The rivers are dying around us, up and down the Pacific Coast and inner Puget Sound are massive dead zones where there's no oxygen and everything within it is just dying. You know, and I guess it's because people, they live for the now, the present, and now is only like 12 seconds long. Anything before that and anything after it is past or future.
Yeah.
You know, and we get so lost in the now with instant gratification that we're not focusing. And we're asking people to pay attention. You know, do it for your children. If you have children, why would you have children if you're not willing to stand up and protect their future?
TotemPoleJourney.com is the website. Jewel, it's just a pleasure to have this space with you, and I honor you for your work, and I hope that it happens in the best way.
Thank you.
Beautiful.